First, let's detail this new all-time state precipitation record. What are the numbers?
So it is currently unofficial because we are going to wait for the National Weather Service out of La Crosse to verify this with us, and they can't do that while the government is shut down. But unofficially, in any case, Harmony in extreme southeastern Minnesota, that's Fillmore County, received 60.21 inches of precipitation in 2018. We had sort of anointed Caledonia as the record holder, but they only came in with a mere 57.97 inches. So this is a big jump. And
Harmony just snuck right in.
Yeah,
there.
Harmony kind of snuck in. It was really kind of an oddity with how the observer submits data. It's on a monthly basis, so there was a delay. So we only had their numbers through November. And in fact, when we went and certified Caledonia, we didn't even have the Harmony November numbers in yet. So it kind of snuck in there. But this is a big record because Waseca previously held the record, and that had been set just in 2016 with 56.24 inches. And that had actually broken the old record by 3 inches. So we thought Waseca was safe, but not so.
Let's talk about that. Four inches roughly is what we broke the Waseca record by. Is that a lot in climate terms?
Yes. I think records, statewide records, are going to be broken very politely in general. They kind of get nudged out. You know, if it's a temperature record, well, I don't know if we'll see a high temperature record anytime soon, but I wouldn't imagine we would do anything more than, say, 115 or 116 when we did it. Usually, you break records like that. All-time statewide records would be broken politely. For example, you know, Tower back in 1996, it broke the old record by basically a degree when it went to 60 below. So, yeah, breaking a precipitation record by almost 4 inches is a little absurd, especially considering the last record breaking was by, you know, about 3 inches or almost 3 inches. So we've, in the last 2 years, increased the precipitation record in Minnesota by about 7 inches.
So that's from 53 to 60 inches in a little over 2 years.
Correct.
And the rainfall we saw in southeast Minnesota, this record, it wasn't just one random city, right? There were several spots that broke the previous record?
Well, so the record was broken by Caledonia also, and then also by Harmony. And then there were the town of Mabel, also not far from there, received over 55 inches. So when we look at the five largest precipitation totals on record in Minnesota, three of them were in 2018. Other towns nearby in southeastern Minnesota may have set their own all-time precipitation records, but there were no other statewide record contenders.
I wrote for Updraft that 60 inches of rainfall is about the average annual precipitation for Gulf Coast cities like New Orleans. I think they get 62 inches a year on average. How do we wrap our heads around that much precipitation in Minnesota?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that I think climatologists and, you know, I think anyone, I don't think we thought we would see this. Thought that 60 inches is hallowed territory for annual precipitation in Minnesota. And so, I think wrapping our heads around it is going to require a very quick adjustment. This happened, and it means it could happen again, and it means it's where we are. We know we've been getting wetter, and that increased wetness has really sped up in far southern Minnesota. So I'm kind of done assuming that these records are safe for anything more than a couple of years at this point.
You told me that, and I guess this is what climatologists do, right? Sit around and talk about the records and whether they'll ever be broken, that you and some other folks were surprised that we would ever see 60 inches.
Yes. In fact, I had a hypothetical, sort of a pondering conversation with a fellow climatologist earlier this year where we knew that Caledonia at the time was challenging the Waseca record. And then we kind of wondered out loud, do you think we'll ever get to 60 inches? And we thought this, you know, maybe in the next couple decades. We didn't think it would be this year from, you know, a town just down the road from Caledonia.
What's the climate perspective here? How should we think about this this much rainfall in a calendar year?
I think there's a couple ways you can think about it. I think before we alarm ourselves too much, we are I think we're on a trend towards more wetness, but we're also on a very high swing of variability along that trend. So I think even though it's pretty clear we're getting wetter over the long term and Southeast Minnesota is going to be bearing the brunt of that, I don't think we should assume that every year is going to be like this. This is still quite an anomaly. And it also really affected an isolated part of the state. If you go just northwest of there by, say, 20 miles, annual precipitation was down to more like 45 inches. And if you go to northwestern Minnesota, the other side of the state, annual precipitation was below average. So I think the perspective is this can happen. It's becoming more likely. We're also in a really high swing in terms of the variability, meaning even though we have a trend towards more wetness, it's sort of extreme right now, and it won't always be that way. And it hasn't been this way over the entire state this year.
And you talk about that variability. I look ahead and I see, when is that year coming where we have a significant drought and a significant heat event in summer, late summer, early fall, and we see the potential for catastrophic fire danger like we've seen in Minnesota in certain years in the past? And maybe that's not such a climate trend as it is a variability trend, but it seems to me like that year is coming. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think absolutely, but we don't know when and we don't know with what kind of frequency. And I wouldn't be willing to bet that it would even be in the next decade because it's the kind of thing we just simply can't see it. But we know from looking at the past that we've had extraordinary dry conditions with coupled with extreme heat. And so there's no reason to believe that that wouldn't show its head again, especially with the trends towards warming. So, in fact, we've seen the kinds of variability recently that are kind of mind-boggling. You know, what we did in May of 2018, where we went from a top five cold April to a top three warm May, it's a sort of shifting extremes that are a little bit unusual. And if we can do that, then we can also go from an extremely wet period to an extremely dry period, maybe in the course of a year or two. So this is definitely something that's going to keep us on our toes.
Minnesota DNR senior climatologist Kenny Blumenfeld, thanks so much for your perspective again.
Yeah, good to be here. Thanks, Paul.